Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line from Radio.com Sports, our NFL insider, our buddy Ross Tucker. And don't forget, the Inside Call is brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. And you can catch Ross every weekday on the Home and Home podcast on the new show out there on Radio.com. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I am fantastic, man. I'd be a little bit better if the Eagles had won, because I do the Eagles pregame show for WIP in Philly on the Radio.com app. So I lost out on a paycheck when Clowney knocked Wentz out of the game, but such is life.
Was it dirty?
You know, I don't know if you remember, Bill, but anybody that ever saw me play, I'm probably the last guy that should ever call anything else anybody else does on a football field dirty or a cheap shot. So you won't hear that from me. Do I think it should have been a penalty? Absolutely. I mean, I can't believe it wasn't. It's just kind of comical to me that Clowney does not get a penalty for that hit. And then later in the same game, Derek Barnett, the Eagles DN, gets pushed into Russell Wilson, tries to slow up, tries to hold Russell Wilson up after he hits him, and he gets a flag thrown on him. Absolutely should have been a penalty on Clowney. I mean, even if he was a running back, Wentz, it should have been a penalty. He was already on the ground. Clowney speared him with the crown of his helmet in the back of his head without question. But ultimately, Bill, does it make that much of a difference? I mean, you know, he would have gotten a 15 yards. I guess that would maybe make Eagles fans feel a little bit better, but it's not bringing Wentz back. You know what I mean? Like, Wentz not coming back in the game. They're not winning the game because they got 15 more yards there.
Right, no doubt. I wanted to touch base, obviously, because of this game coming up, but one of the questions that is being asked this week, can Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers? Now, last week we saw ESPN put out a piece, we saw Forbes put out a piece, where they're all asking scouts, how would you rank the remaining 12 quarterbacks? Respectively, Aaron Rodgers ranked 8th and 11th. Not a lot of people having a lot of faith in this offense and or in Aaron Rodgers specifically. What are they seeing and what are you seeing?
Well, I think a couple things. Number one is it's hard to get that last game out of your mind. And I thought he was really bad against the Lions. Like, probably, I mean, you know, Bill, I haven't sat here and watched every snap that Aaron Rodgers has ever played like you have, but it's just about as bad as I think I've ever seen him play. In terms of missing receivers, where I was like, is that Aaron Rodgers? Like, what is going on here? Now, it's interesting because he did still make some important clutch throws, like the touchdown pass to Lazard and others. And I know Dan Orlovsky, who's a buddy of mine, pointed out how close they were on some of the other throws. And in fact, that Rodgers still in that game made three really impressive throws. So I just think for whatever reason, he has not been as consistent this year. You know, some of that perhaps is the new offense. Some of that perhaps is, you know, the receivers that have been in and out of the lineup. But maybe some of it's also just our expectations. I mean, he's been so good for so long that, and I've seen this a lot of places, right? Like, I'm about to go on in Philadelphia, and they were disappointed with Wentz most of the year because the standard for him was 2017 when they thought he should have been MVP of the league until he got hurt. Right. So if you start with that, I think people are always going to be a little disappointed. And for Aaron Rodgers, you start with a guy that a lot of people will tell you is the best quarterback in the NFL over the last 10 years, and he clearly hasn't played that way this year. You're going to get people saying, what's wrong with him? Why isn't he playing as well as we've become accustomed to? He's almost, on some level, a victim of his own success.
That's what I said. I said, when you expect him to be almost perfect, it's very difficult to live up to those expectations. 90% of the teams in the NFL would take him right here, right now. So what does that say? Does it say that we have too high of expectations and are too critical of Aaron Rodgers, or maybe that some of the pundits are right, that he just needs a couple other wide receivers or some other help to be able to make him Aaron Rodgers again?
Well, I think another tight end could help. I just don't think Jimmy Graham is what he used to be. It is just interesting, though, that a guy throws for 4,000 yards, 62% completion, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and we're wondering what's wrong with him, but he has set a very high standard. And by the way, most importantly, Bill, they're a 13-3 football team.
Right.
They are a 13-3 football team, and even some of their losses, the losses to the Chargers and the Niners were primarily on their offensive line for getting their butts kicked by the defensive line to the Chargers and the Niners. That Eagles game was just kind of an awesome game. It went back and forth, could have gone either way. I thought the Eagles offensive line dominated that game. They were running the ball all over the Packers, and even so, Packers had a couple chances down in the red zone late. They could easily be 14-2. So really, if they can just avoid California, I think that the Packers are in good shape. It's California where they've gotten destroyed a couple times. Unfortunately, they're going to need the hated Vikings to get a win. Otherwise, they're going to Cali.
Preston and Za'Darius Smith, 25.5 sacks between these two guys. Is that the biggest matchup, those two guys, along with Kenny Clark, against this offensive line that is okay but not great of Seattle?
1,000%. I mean, if you've been watching the playoffs, right, I know everybody was all excited about Derrick Henry and, oh, my gosh, Derrick Henry. Did you see how many times Derrick Henry got 5 yards before he was touched?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
I mean, the Titans' offensive line dominated that game. The Vikings go down to New Orleans, and they totally owned them up front, both sides of the ball. I mean, Everson Griffin and Danielle Hunter were destroying Drew Brees. It was unprecedented and amazing. I'm not sure that the Texans got the better of the Bills up front, and I'm not sure that the Seahawks got the better of the Eagles up front, but it was at least close enough. And then what happened is Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson made some amazing plays and their teams won. I do agree that I think that is the biggest matchup, the most important matchup. And I think that the Packers will win that. I mean, after a week off, Seahawks offensive line is pretty beat up. And I saw Fletcher Cox in particular annihilate their centers and guards. I mean, that was unbelievable. Kenny Clark has to step up, and then Za'Darius and Preston have to do their deal on the outside as well.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about more about this Packers defensive side of things, because as much as we talk about the offense, the secondary I've liked the secondary. I know some people kind of come down on it. Kevin King gets some grief, and rightfully so at times, because he is aggressive and takes chances, but he also leads the team in interceptions, and he's been good in that area. So how good is this secondary of the Green Bay Pack? Because the biggest argument is, the biggest weakness in many people's opinion, is the middle. If you run a tight end or a good slot receiver over the middle, you're able to move the chains, you're able to be kind of stay on the field on third down. Their ability to get off the field on third down has been their bugaboo, but the secondary has actually been pretty good. Give me that assessment deeper into the defense.
Yeah, I agree that I think the secondary has been pretty good. I mean, I think Jaire Alexander is an elite player. I think Kevin King's been fine. I mean, look, I think sometimes people nitpick a little bit. I mean, there's no perfect teams out there. And if you look at some of the other teams, I mean, the Eagles let guys run by them left and right. A lot of these other teams do. Guys are wide open. I think part of the issue has been, in terms of the middle of the field, has been the linebackers. So the linebackers have been part of it. You also have a rookie safety in Darnell Savage, who I think is going to be really good. But he is a rookie. There have been some communication and some mistakes there. But to me, it's been more about the inside linebackers as well as, you know, just the youth a couple times of Savage. But ultimately, I still think the Packers have a pretty darn good defense. I mean, that Vikings game was unbelievable. The Monday Nighter that they had to win the division, that was demolition derby by the Packers defense. And think about it. I mean, that was in Minnesota with a lot on the line. The same Vikings team that just went to the Superdome and won.
Mm-hmm. This team, if they get a win, what is the better matchup is it Minnesota coming to Lambeau, a team that they've already beaten twice, and it's very difficult to beat a team three times in one season? Or is it trying to go back and exercise the demons that would be the San Francisco 49ers out there at Levi Stadium?
That is a tough one. And I think most people's initial reaction, of course, would be play at home, play the Vikings. I couldn't believe, Bill, how much of an underdog the Vikings were to the Saints. Now, I understand the Saints are really good. In fact, Saints might have been, in my opinion, the best team in the NFC coming into the playoffs. But people forget, I mean, have they seen the Vikings wide receiver duo? Have they seen Dalvin Cook? Have they seen, you know, Kirk Cousins when he's playing well? Have they seen Hunter and Griffin or Eric Kendricks or Harrison Smith? I mean, the Vikings are a very, very talented bunch. And if they beat the Niners, I feel like I'd be a little bit wary of playing them. I mean, if they go to New Orleans and win and to San Francisco and win, it's almost like the 2010 Packers, mm-hmm. where they just had so much momentum. They were playing so well. They were so hot. I think I'd rather go to San Fran. San Fran's not the same team they were when they beat the Niners. When they beat the Packers. They've kind of slipped a little bit. And I know they still beat the Saints and they still beat the Seahawks, but they're not as dominant as they were. And I think the Packers O-line would actually welcome the chance to get another crack at those guys. So believe it or not, I actually think in that instance, I think I'd rather go beat a Niners team that doesn't have very much playoff experience as opposed to a Vikings bunch that would really be hot if they went to New Orleans and San Francisco and got wins.
Talk with Ross Tucker from Radio.com Sports, our NFL insider. Hey, before I let you go, I know we're coming out. We'll talk about it. You're going to be at Super Bowl, right?
I will, yes. I'm figuring out my schedule, but yes, I will be there, and I will absolutely stop by, as always, to tell you about my front page story. You know I love my
right.
front page story.
Well, that was what I was going to bring up, because you've got Valentine's Day right around the corner.
Well, and that's the thing, Bill. Don't wait. I know you don't, but a lot of guys do. They wait to get a Valentine's Day gift. MyFrontPageStory.com is a writer who talks to you for 10 minutes about your wife, girlfriend, fiance, whatever, and then writes an amazing story about them with quotes from you, sends it to you like it's in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it looks like it's on the cover of the paper with the, it's all framed and beautiful. And when they read the quotes that say, you know, I just don't tell her enough how much she means to me and how much I love and appreciate everything she does for us, I can almost guarantee they cry, Bill. MyFrontPageStory.com. But don't wait, because you got to talk to the writer for 10 minutes. He's got to write the story. So do it now and get Valentine's Day out of the way now. MyFrontPageStory.com.
Ross, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to getting down to Miami and hanging out a little bit. Maybe we'll even imbibe in a little dinner, cigars, and such one night. But can't wait, buddy.
Sounds good. Hey, Bill, quick.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on McCarthy to Dallas?
I think it's a great hire. I think it's a great hire. I think Mike's got the personality that can handle Jerry and Jerry's isms. I think if Mike's given a relatively free hand, I think he'll make that offense better. This is his second chance. Sometimes second coaches that get second chances, they succeed even better. And I also think in a backhanded way, there's no way that they want to let Dallas get ahead of you. So I think it's going to benefit the Green Bay Packers to say there's no way we're going to want to see Mike McCarthy succeed over us. So it may make the Packers better.
Interesting. Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Ross Tucker, our good friend, Radio.com NFL Insider, joining us. The Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. His new show, it's out right now on Radio.com/home, or just search him at home on Radio.com on the app. Always good to talk to Ross Tucker. He always comes by the table and sees us on Radio Row, and it's great to kind of shoot the breeze with him a little bit. He's a fun guy to hang out with, too, and he's a huge Wisconsin guy. Loves hanging out in Wisconsin. Madison.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.